downgrade. I spoke Friday night to S&P's top man behind the downgrade. He took care to mention both taxes and entitlement spending and had no patience for finger pointing. Watch. Already on Twitter, other places, Republicans and Democrats are pointing the fingers at each other, at President Obama, at Congress. Do you blame one side more than the other?
No, I think that there's plenty of...
This is CNN Breaking News.
We want to welcome our viewers in the United States and, of course, all around the world to this breaking news. Diana Nyad, the 61-year-old marathon swimmer, has ended her attempt to swim from Cuba to Key West, Florida. Now, this ended her quest some 29 hours into her effort. CNN's Matt Sloan joins us on the line near Havana with the details. So, Matt, give us an idea. There's an emergency around this swimmer. What exactly has occurred?
Rosemary, thanks so much. We are here, as you mentioned, about 50 to 60 miles off the coast of Havana, some 60 miles off of the shores of Key West. We got a phone call over the radios today on the ship about 12:35 a.m. that there was an emergency at Diana's immediate chase boat. We sent the smaller boat over to pick her up, and the swim was ended some 29 hours into it. She's now back on the mothership here, and she is attempting to recover.